T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The decision not to play Patrick Chung, health-related, or did it have something to do with today's news?
New England Patriots safety Patrick C. Chung is scheduled to be in Belknap Superior Court next Wednesday to be arraigned on a charge of cocaine possession.
Yeah, Pat hasn't played all preseason.
Love me the cocaine.
I don't think we released a statement on that.
Dale Arnold.
I'm not analyzing who has the ball in their hand and what they tweeted at me.
Some ships are made of metal, some ships are made of wood, but the best ships are friendships, and that's the way it should.
Rich Keefe.
Man, that was fun. That might have been the funnest baseball game we've ever played in.
Today actually was a really bad thing for baseball.
Dale and Keith, middays.
It's a f***ing Friday.
On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Fourth and final hour, Dale and Keith, Sports Radio WEEI. Preseason football is 3/4 of the way done. You have one game left next Thursday against the New York Football Giants. I think we'll get to see Daniel Jones anyway.
Great. You excited about Daniel Jones?
No.
No.
No, I don't. I don't care.
No, I know.
And I don't want to see anybody playing for the Patriots.
Nobody.
Who matters.
It's going to be all
Jared Stidham. Put everybody
in Stidham.
Bubble wrap and all that stuff. A quick NFL side note here.
All right.
You guys probably saw the video earlier this week. Very famous World Cup soccer player Carly Lloyd was at practice with the Philadelphia Eagles. And there was a video posted of her hitting a 55-yard field goal. To which some people then said,
Patriots
hey.
Patriots signer.
And a bunch of other teams. Carly Lloyd says she's actually gotten inquiries from several NFL teams. Now, I'll say this. If you watch the video, as a kicker posted on Twitter, it looked more like a kickoff than a field goal. You know, there was kind of a big wind-up and a big...
All right. Well, a 55-yarder is a 55-yarder.
It was great. No, don't get me wrong.
Right.
It was a long... Very impressive.
It's a tough thing to do, kick a field goal.
But I guess the question is, do you think that there are NFL teams that are trying to sign Carly Lloyd to kick field goals for them?
I don't.
The Chicago Bears could use her, but...
I don't. But
I don't either.
I know others have sort of mentioned this. It might have been Bert Breer on Twitter. He might be onto something. If you're looking at some of these great female soccer players, if they start to say, hey, there might be money in this. Because think about it, Carly Lloyd hasn't trained to kick field goals.
No.
So if all of a sudden she goes out there and can build
the point I was making about
that,
the kick was she can't take the windup and the time that she took to get the 55-yarder away. She'd get every kick stuffed back in her face if she did that.
Do you think at some point there could be a woman kicker in the NFL? Sure. I think it's possible.
It's possible.
Yeah, I think it's possible. Again, with no training.
It's about the only position that realistically, a woman could play in the NFL.
Well, punter. You see Hope Solo back there give the old punterooski, no?
Possible.
Well, yeah.
I think he's still current, a Real Madrid defender, PK, once was at somebody's practice and kicked like a 65-yard field goal.
There you go.
I don't understand why they don't look at more soccer players for field goal kickers.
They could. Tony Meola got a tryout with the Jets.
And was horrible.
He was trash.
Just awful.
He was trash.
It just did not so good.
Kathy Ireland kicked for the team in Necessary Roughness.
It was a movie.
What?
It was
based obviously on a true story.
With
Sinbad and Paul Blake, the quarterback.
Sinbad
was a good lineman.
Oh, it was great.
He was a nice little lineman.
Looked
there
real, didn't he?
Yeah. He fit the part.
It's like Tom Cruise playing strong safety in the NFL.
No, it wasn't great. But I could see at some point, maybe. And I think what Bert Breer's point, too, was when he tweeted about it, obviously there's been a lot of discussion about how much the women's World Cup team is getting paid versus the men's World Cup team and things like that. And if you were a really good soccer player and all of a sudden you're like, well, I can make a few million dollars to kick in the NFL. Because wasn't there a female kicker? I think she was like the backup kicker for like Colorado or Southern Cal. Or like a few years ago, there was like a girl on one of the teams. And you're like, all right, well, that's sort of the avenue maybe. And if they end up being a great kicker, a team would take a chance. Maybe.
I mean, I was only half joking about the Bears. They've gone through like 16 different
They are a mess.
People that they're trying. I mean, she couldn't be worse than most of the people that
Correct.
They've tried.
Oh, no, absolutely not. She'd be the front runner to keep that job.
I mean, it'd be fine unless she got hit.
Well, how often does the kicker get hit anyway?
Well, occasionally, and then they throw the flag. I mean, I worry about.
Yeah, that's fine.
But you should be fine.
Yeah, she'll be fine. She's good. She's tough.
I'm assuming she wouldn't do kickoffs.
Why?
Because.
What if she could shoot it through the back of the end zone?
That'd be great. And then there I hope go. She runs straight to the sideline.
Oh, come on.
Because I don't think you want to have her in a position where she's got to go out and get hit by some.
Well, what do you want? One of the Grammaticas out there taking a hit?
No, they were awful
they're
too.
Worse. They're even worse. They're even more fragile. The one idiot got hurt celebrating. So they're even more useless.
Yeah, some are pretty bad.
No, I know. But I mean, that could happen somewhere down the road.
She says she has
I doubt that
received inquiries from NFL teams.
I don't know.
How many of the inquiries were just, hey, you know, we'll get a couple days of good publicity here. We're wrapping up training camp. And
could be. Maybe that's the wave of the future, though, Dale. Maybe that's the next thing that's going to happen. You don't see
Probably
it?
Not
you don't
so
see it as
much,
being like the next trend? The next trend in football?
Do you?
Female kickers? Yeah.
No, I do.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah,
I think there's going to be a long line of female kickers.
Hot sports take.
Yeah. Alex Morgan's going to be kicking for the Bears next year. That's my take. Think of that.
Maybe. Right. It's certainly possible.
You know what the big trend actually is right now?
Beyond the whole female kickers in the NFL thing?
And I wonder how you would handle this if this happened to you. But there is, in the great state of Virginia right now, there is a guy who has a giant TV on his head. So he looks like you can't see his face. So where you would see a head normally
on a TV on his head, on his face.
Yes.
It's not like a cardboard
cutout.
This is like a real thing.
It's the real deal. So he's got a television set on his head. And I'm not talking a beautiful 50-inch flat screen. I'm talking about the old box TV that used to hook your VCR up to.
Flat screen wouldn't work on his head anyway, right? You need a box.
We're all shaped differently, Dale. We're all shaped differently.
Flat
So he's
head.
Got a big box TV, right? He's got that on his head. And what he does, or she, I guess we don't really know. Nobody checked the cords.
It's a loose end.
Well, can I suggest that from here down you could probably tell?
No, not really, though.
It's just a thought.
They're in like a worker's jumpsuit. You can't really tell.
Okay.
So we don't know. But anyway, this person is going around and leaving big box TVs on the doorstep of unsuspecting people. Just walking around down in Virginia.
All right, I got a couple of unanswered questions here.
All right, maybe I can actually help answer some of these questions.
Where are these TVs coming from?
The old Circuit City.
The North Pole.
I don't know.
Stealing them?
I mean, I don't know. Well, thankfully, we have we could have some answers here as they've been covering the story wall-to-wall down there in Virginia.
He's committed to his trade.
No need to adjust that dial. You are, in fact, seeing a person with a TV set on their head, laying an older set on someone's front porch, and just walking off.
There's video surveillance. There's, like, surveillance at the house of this guy just walking up.
Somebody's Ring camera or something.
Yeah, just minding his own business, delivering a TV set that he did not order and probably don't want.
No.
You don't think you want it?
We all try to get rid of them.
So here's the thing.
By the way, good luck with that.
I have one big box TV set up in the Dragon's Lair because...
Bet you do.
Because it plays the old Nintendo and the old Sega really well. Because if you
have a separate TV...
Correct.
For
Oh, my wife loves it. She thinks it's great. She thinks it's a good use of space.
It's classic.
So I go in there. Yeah, if you go into the Dragon's Lair, on the left... There's a TV set up with the old school Nintendo and the Sega because those were not designed for widescreen televisions. So you want the square screen and everything looks crisp and great. And then you go over to the right and that's where the 65-inch TV is set up. It's a good setup down there, Joe. And that's why I never want to leave.
And this is why I think Josh Gordon's going to want to move in with you.
He should. I'm begging him to. Now, if some idiot showed up at my house and dropped down a box TV, I would say, thank you. Is it bigger than the one I had?
Not.
Yes, I would. I would. How many inches? And then I would probably swap out the old one.
You'd be
one
trying to punt it off your porch.
No, you don't punt these things. You'd break your leg. Yeah, you'd break your
leg. I'm going to be honest. My first thought would be, is there a bomb inside?
I know. Unfortunately, we live in a society where you can't just accept a gift. You know, you assume there's some bad intent.
Also, it's so creepy. The guy has a TV on his head.
Yeah, well, he's trying to do it anonymously, I think.
But that's like
he
a
doesn't
horror.
Want all
like
the-
this to me,
well, a little bit.
This to me is scarier than it. If this guy had like eyes that
so
were on the screen,
so you're more afraid of TV head people than you are of clowns.
Okay. Pennywise the clown.
Okay.
But like clowns, more afraid.
Yeah, okay. It's like TV head guys, just TV head guys.
Okay, I'm going to say this, having now given him a Google.
Yeah, give him a
Bing.
Give him a quick Bing.
No, no, Lucy's exactly right. Scary. This is like 8 shades of creepy.
That's a little scary, if we're being honest. It's a little scary.
Laying an older set on someone's front porch and just walking off.
He wants to be known as the TV Santa Claus. I don't know.
What do you think of that? Do you think that'll stick, the TV Santa Claus?
He leaves.
I don't know.
He leaves a TV on your porch
right.
that you then have to pay $25 to the town to get rid of.
That's true. They don't just take those off your hands. No, they don't. That's a good point.
The bizarre discovery happened Sunday morning in Henrico's Hampshire neighborhood. Outdated boxes were found at more than 50 homes.
50 of these things. He's got 50 old TVs.
Okay, now we're back to my original
question.
Where
does he get them all?
Where does he get 50?
He probably,
you know what he does?
He worked at one of these places that's out of business.
No, I'll tell you what he does. He goes, like in Bellingham, where I live, you can pay $25 and get rid of it at the recycling center.
He takes them off their hands.
He goes to the recycling center and swipes a bunch of TVs.
Could be.
And takes them back to your house.
He might be, hey, I think you forgot this. I think you forgot this TV.
We got an old tube style TV, 13-inch.
I thought my son brought it home, but apparently not.
No, it was some creep. It was some guy in a TV head that walked by and dropped
it off. They had way too much time on their hands if they had all these TVs and spread them out all over the neighborhood.
Henrico police are tuned in to the situation.
Ooh, I like that. Tuned in? You like that at all?
Yeah.
He's pretty good, this guy.
Local TV guy.
He's pretty strong.
They have security camera video like this from multiple neighbors, but think it's only a prank targeting no one in particular.
Classic prank.
Hey, you
got the TV, buddy.
What a knee slapper.
See you later.
50.
He's got 50 TVs.
He's dropped 50 of these on people's porches.
Well, he has 51
because
he has the one on his head.
He's lucky he hasn't been shot.
Yeah, well.
We're talking in the dark, in the night.
But he's not.
Some guy wearing a TV on his head shows up at your house.
All right, well, Dale.
He's lucky he hasn't been shot.
He is a good Samaritan because he's probably thinking, hey, you might have an old Nintendo or an old Sega, and it doesn't look right on the widescreen TV. Why don't I give you one of these old box TVs? Oh, by the way, do you have a VCR? Great. It hooks up. It's compatible in the back.
My thing is he's got to be driving like a massive box truck. So like you should be able to hear him rolling through the neighborhood.
He's not a guy that can sneak up on you. That is definitely true.
See, I would have guessed Florida, but it's in fact Virginia.
Virginia, yeah. It does feel a little Florida. But no, it's a Virginia story.
At most, this seems to be more of an inconvenience to the community.
Yes.
It's a bit of an inconvenience to the community.
Officers and county workers spent Sunday morning picking up the old units and hauling them away.
The police did a great job coming up and collecting them all.
Good.
This is the second time the TV set mystery played out in Glen Allen. The same thing happened in a different neighborhood last August.
Hey, like that, he's back. Or copycat. Like, there's two ways to look at this. Either it's the same guy or copycat.
By the way, as we all know who have attempted to pay our $25 and get rid of these things,
yeah,
they're heavy
sons of guns. That's
and
true.
He's lugging them around the neighborhood.
Oh, when I had to move the one box TV from one apartment to the house, geez, my wife was like, this is coming with us. I go, well, listen, Sonic the Hedgehog does not look the same on the widescreen.
Forget him lugging one around to everybody's front porch.
He's got one on his head.
I'm gonna go out on a limb and say this one is empty.
Well, he probably hauled that one out a little bit. Yeah,
he's got to have.
And he had to have changed the screen, right, so he can see?
I don't know.
Or can you see through a TV screen?
You know, now that
I've never been inside a TV.
No.
Poltergeist style. I've never been in there.
Now, I'm looking at the photograph here.
Yeah.
What do you think? I don't know how he's seeing anything either. Know.
Does he have a guide?
Well, see, this is what would be extra creepy if you could see the eyes through the TV. Oh. Or just eyes on the screen.
I think blank face is scarier. Just blank screen.
Just imagine like the Nickelodeon smiley face on there.
Oh, come on, Shime. Let's not do that. Does he have like a seeing eye dog with him? Is that in any of the videos?
A camera on the top, maybe? Someone's directing him?
Oh, I like that.
A man in the chair, if you will.
We have a Keefspiracy theory from one of our texters.
Okay.
He actually works for the recycling center in town.
Yeah, he's like, what are we doing with
these? They're trying to get extra revenue.
Oh, so now you got to bring them back.
Bring them back.
Bucks.
Now 25 more bucks comes in.
They may have unlocked it. That's a good point. And then again, you don't want to be known. You don't want to be outed as that guy, right? Now, is this a crime? Question mark?
Is this littering?
Lucy, call Michael McCann back up, and let's just find out if this is a crime and if what would
we'll
happen.
We'll get him on this, yes.
Timing that's not lost on some.
I think it's just a prank. Some college students who are just bored.
Again, classic prank. Hey, let's just leave TVs around, everybody.
It's summer, and people are getting ready to go back to school. Maybe TV Man was, he was just ready to strike to put a little humor into our lives.
I don't think anybody's laughing necessarily, though. Lucy's scared of this guy.
Well, I'm looking
at... I am freaking.
People
out.
Are calling the cops. Nobody's
well, there are
laughing.
A bunch of pictures that people have gotten from their...
Oh, yeah, from their house.
I mean, one of these things is big.
Yeah.
I mean, and I know how heavy these are.
These are big, like, and some of them, it's hard to carry with one person. Like, they're awkward because they're just big squares that you got to carry around.
And as I'm looking at this picture, he's got this big one in his arms, and he's bent down to put it on the porch. And the TV on his head, he's bent over like he's looking out through the screen. I mean,
yeah, I don't really get it. I really don't understand it.
Like, imagine if like this was The Purge and this guy walked up to your front step, you'd be petrified.
No, I would shoot him dead.
You'd be dead. He'd be
right on
there.
The porch, and I would leave the body for others to step over in case they get the urge to leave
what,
TVs on
what
my
What if
porch.
The television's bulletproof?
It's a risk you're going to have to be willing to take, I think.
Latest reports are saying there are upwards of 60 TVs out there.
60 TVs out there.
You see, I don't think that's a TV on his head.
What do you think's on his head?
Well, if you
it
look
like
at
a TV.
No, you know what it is?
What
it's
is
like
it?
It's like a computer monitor.
All right. Well, Dale, please.
Which is a lot
semantics.
Less heavy.
We're getting into semantics.
I mean, it's still an old Windows computer monitor.
Yeah, that's heavy.
Still heavy.
That's a heavy son of a gun.
In the absence of knowing the brains inside the box.
I don't know. That's... What is he trying to prove?
These homeowners left only to guess at what it all means.
Get up, stay away from the screens.
I don't know. Why do people do anything? People are weird.
So I'm...
this
guy in
that.
Particular.
People
so I'm looking at his uniform.
Thank you.
And you're right, it looks like coveralls.
Yeah.
And he's got a TV on his head. And he's carrying another TV. He's got gloves on because you don't want to leave fingerprints.
Smart. The guy knows what he's doing.
So he's got two little patches on his little coveralls here.
Well, but, maybe it says what rank he is.
Well, I don't think you get ranked.
TV Santa Claus rankings?
It could be. We don't know if he's like a major. Is he a corporal?
Maybe he's delivered like 1,000 TVs, so he's got that certain sticker.
That's true. Boy Scouts.
It's the TV delivery man merit badge
Might
system. So I'm just wondering what the little pat, because you can't tell in any of these pictures.
No, you can't.
You know, it's like people's security systems. So
yeah,
you can't really.
It's not great.
I don't know. Why do people do anything? People are weird.
You know, when you're right, sir. People are weird. But so just as
this
a heads
guy,
up.
This guy in particular.
All right. But just
is a little weirder than most.
To tie it all together, would you rather have an 8-foot python on your porch or a guy wearing a TV monitor dropping off a box TV?
Give me the snake.
Are you serious?
Oh, no, I'd go with the snake.
No,
thank you, Dale.
I can avoid
snake?
The snake.
This TV guy's not going to kill you and
you
eat
don't
you.
You
want to know what?
Has the TV guy killed anybody yet? No.
Has the python?
Yes.
This might be step one in
They're
his
predators.
Process.
Oh, you think he's just casing the
he
place?
Might
open
case
it
the
out.
Place, come back.
Oh, look, he's got a security system here. I'm not going to kill these people.
He lulls you into a false sense of security, and then he comes back when
it's
you're.
It's like Krampus. It's supposed to be good because like of Santa
Krampus.
Claus.
This is not like Krampus at all.
No, but so he comes back. You think maybe he's bringing another TV.
Yeah.
This time, kills you.
Kills you. Yeah. And then, of course, his calling card. He left a huge box TV.
Like, at least a python I could take on with a shovel.
No, you couldn't.
As Dale has told us before.
Oh, no, yeah, I absolutely
not
did.
Not an 8-footer,
cut
though.
Its head off.
And not an 8-footer.
The one I killed was 6.
Was he thicker than a soup can?
No, he was not that big. No.
Okay, then. Okay.
But I cut his head off.
I understand, Dale. I understand. But not this type of creature that we're dealing with in Newton right now.
Can we just talk about the police force in this town?
Of course.
This guy's dropped off 60 TVs on people's porches.
Yeah, we'll get them.
they can't.
Are they setting up traps for them?
What if they're in on it, Keyspiracy?
Oh, yeah. You know what? They would have to. It's got to be an inside job. For them to allow...
The town just wants more money, so they're putting TVs on your porches, getting all this money. I think the texter had it right earlier. There we go.
By the way, these TVs are hard to find. They don't exist anymore.
I'm telling
you go to any store,
he's
they
going
don't
to
have
the right
them.
Recycling center.
Yeah.
He's hauling them out of there. He's dropping them on your porch. You're then paying $25 to get rid of it again. As somebody did the math, 60 TVs, $25 a pop, $2,500,
town
wins.
That's a good point. Has there been any confrontations? Like, has anybody been home?
Oh, I want somebody like, to beat him with a bat.
Take this with you. What are you doing? But I mean, I'd probably be afraid to really holler.
He seems
guy.
Like a big guy. Yeah. I don't know if I'd want to approach that.
No, I probably not. You probably just let him
he
go.
He probably
right?
can't really see you very well.
No,
though.
That's true.
He's like gazing through
a bit
that.
Top heavy. You know, you take him out.
But you try and swing and hit him in the head, might not hurt as much.
No,
it's like
no.
a helmet.
Take him out at the knees. It's like you're fighting a tree. Chop him down. Just chop him right down. That's what you would do.
So somebody claims that there was a Talking Heads video
yeah.
that looks just like this. This could be an homage to
there's
the
also,
Talking Heads.
There's a comic book series called Saga where some of the characters, there's like a species of people that have like a TV head. That could be from Saga as well.
I would be afraid that if I tried to confront this guy and took the TV off, there would be no head.
No head, yeah.
Like
headless
a headless
horseman
type yeah. of situation, yes.
That's true. Like that.
Like this is his
head.
Pumpkin.
Maybe that's how you kill him, is you have to remove the TV from him.
No, then he'll just carry it.
That's a good point. Right under his arms. Then ride off on a horse. You're like, well, what are we going to do?
I'm telling you.
So if they ever find this guy,
it is
we'll
miracle
know.
That
yeah.
he has not yet been shot.
I know.
A lot of people in Virginia have guns, you know.
I would assume so. Yeah.
There's a fair number of folks who have guns. I mean, my son's not one of them.
No.
If this guy showed up at my son's
what would he do?
House in Richmond, Virginia, he would crap his pants.
60 different houses and nobody has been outside. Nobody has seen this guy. That's crazy.
He knows what he's doing.
Must be coming at just the right time during the night.
That's right. That's right.
3 a.m. hour, the witching hour, I believe.
And good news for you, Keith.
Yeah.
Just to put a bow on
Give
this
me some
thing.
Good news.
Because the texture says they're coming out with Krampus 2.
Electric Boogaloo. Good.
So many unanswered questions.
That'll be a show outing. We'll all go see Krampus 2.
They'll all be wearing TV heads.
They might.
Now we're going to have that vision. We're going to be worried about boas out in our
That might be the hot
wheel
Halloween.
Well.
That could be the hot Halloween costume this year.
The TV head
TV
thing?
Head guy, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What wins out, TV head or Fat Thor?
It's going to be a lot of Fat Thors. But there's going to be some TV head guys out there. And 8-foot pythons. They'll be out there, too.
617-779-7937. Right back to the call. Sports Radio WEEI. After trending.
Right back to Dale and Keith on WEEI.
What the Rock is cooking.
You know, you see some of the numbers for every single movie that Dwayne Johnson touches. He has become, from his modest days, beginning as Rocky Maivia as a professional wrestler, he has become the biggest movie star on the planet.
Yeah, that just come out. They had like who made the most money in 2019 or 18, maybe it was, and I think he was right there at the top of the list. Yeah, he's a franchise saver too. When they throw him into these different franchises, like Fast and the Furious and whatever else. Yeah, the guy's a machine.
Kills everything that he touches. It just and he did Jumanji 2. He's actually doing a movie about a Disney ride next.
About a Disney. Well, Pirates of the Caribbean worked out pretty well for everybody. So.
And now they're doing Jungle Cruise.
Oh.
He's done a movie about Jungle Cruise.
There you go. And you see every one of these movies. You've seen every rock movie.
I've seen pretty much all of them. Yeah. 617-779-7937. Ted's on the cell phone. Hey, Ted.
Guys, good afternoon. I think the guy doing the TVs is Max Headroom.
Could be.
I don't know if you remember him.
Sure.
We never saw his body, but we always saw his face in the TV.
Good point.
Now, Rich, I want to take you up on your offer. You said if this guy dropped off a TV for you, you would take it.
Yeah.
I have a perfectly good, in-condition, cathode ray tube HD TV. That I will bring to you and deliver. You don't have to do a thing but accept it. And it will work for your Sega and Intellivision, because I have those, and it works perfect on them.
How big is
this? People love this
How
offer.
Big is the screen, Ted?
It's a 35.
That's not bad, actually. That's pretty good. You're speaking my language here, Ted.
Yeah, it's got all the inputs you ever need for anything, because it was one of the first TVs when they were converting over. So you can plug anything into it and it works.
Ted, you've sold me, but I'm going to have to patch you through to my wife, see if I can bring in another box TV into my house. I'm guessing it wouldn't work, but I do.
Into
I love
the Fortress
offer.
Of Solitude
I know.
Downstairs.
I don't think it would work.
It sounds to me
it
like
sounds like a winner, though.
Ted is just
like
desperate
24.
To get it out of his house.
Yeah, he is.
get it into your
Ted,
house.
Just drop it off at somebody else's house. That's what you do.
Works for the
just
guy in Virginia.
Drop it off on a porch. You'll be fine.
Just give it to your wife as a present. I
yeah,
bet she'll
love
it.
Look what I got. Oh, that would not go over very well.
Well, you got it for free. At least you didn't pay for it.
That's a good point. Yeah, but she's more worried about the clutter. Because she thinks I'm a hoarder, but I'm like, I'm actually a collector. Yeah.
Oh,
that's sort of the difference.
One.
I am a collector.
Well, trade off. You'll get rid of the old one if you can keep this new one.
No.
Well, it really took some doing. I was the guy that had like a million DVDs. Like I had like a whole rack. And it was just like tons and tons of DVDs, like hundreds of DVDs. And she's like, what?
Do you
what
have
these?
I'm serious now. Do you have a DVD player hooked up to a TV in your house right now?
Well, technically, yes, because the PlayStation can play DVDs.
But I mean, a DVD player.
No.
Nobody does anymore.
No. I do.
Okay, we found the guy.
We found one. We found one guy.
He's probably got a Betamax.
No, and I also
too.
Have probably like 500 movies in a box in the attic, too.
Yes.
Like that was one of my go-to things. I was like, oh, I would just buy DVDs, just snapping up DVDs. What a useless collection that is now.
All of them porn?
Okay. Well, yeah, but all different kinds.
Can't
though.
Have too many options.
All different
there.
Kinds.
It's like that guy that had $30,000 worth of porn that we talked about that one time.
Yeah. Just whatever you're in the mood for, you know, a little bit of everything.
Got it all.
That's right. That's right.
Did any of the porn involve guys with TVs on their heads?
None of it was porn, Dale. Would you please try to focus on the facts of the case? None of it was porn.
I didn't know.
None
I
of it was
possible.
It was all kinds of great films from years gone by.
By the way, I don't want to wish my life away, but I'm really looking forward to next week's edition of Hard Knocks.
Oh, yeah.
Because I want to see the story of last night's game in Winnipeg.
Oh, my God. They played on an 80-yard field.
So the NFL has
so
a guy.
Stupid.
They have a guy whose job is to go to these international sites, make sure everything's okay. Hey, we're coming in. Remember Mexico?
Oh, yeah. Belichick loved going to Mexico.
Remember when they had to ditch the game in Mexico because the field looked like a cow pasture?
Yep. Oh, yeah. Well, that was last year.
Yeah.
The year before when Belichick was there. Remember? He was talking about the tectonic plates and everything else, and he was upset.
So last night they play in Winnipeg, the home of the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, I guess.
Good for them.
And I evidently the guy from the NFL doesn't know this, but CFL goalposts are not in the same place that NFL goalposts are.
Yeah, this seems more dangerous.
So what it is.
Just
is
sticking
totally,
the goalposts
oh, that's why we
in the
like
end zone.
It. Oh, no, we like it.
Stupid.
So they decide, okay, we got to get the goalposts out. And what we've got is a two-foot hole.
There's like these craters in the field. Like, that's smart. There's already enough injuries. And now let's play where you have in each end zone. So basically, the 10-yard lines turned into the end zone.
The goal line.
Yeah.
And then what happened was guys got confused, and they're like tackling people after they cross the goal line.
So dumb.
So,
but they still played though. I mean, I guess they were like, "What are we going to do here?" So they still played the game. It was Raiders and Packers, and it was on an 80-yard field. How
Packers,
stupid!
I'm not sticking Aaron Rodgers out there. What are you nuts?
No, I mean it was just ridiculous. Like it just sums up all these games where they force onto other countries and they think it's great. And you're like, no, it's not. It's not great.
So Hard Knocks next week, when they capture this thing for everybody to see, it's going to be a classic.
It'll be good, yeah. Is that the last episode, or do they do one more after the fact? It might be. No, they must do one more episode, right? Because they got to get the final cuts and all that stuff. So there's probably two more episodes, but yeah, it's been good. No Antonio Brown last night. No, even if the field was good, I don't think they would have used Antonio Brown.
No.
But because it's funny, because you thought you might get Derek Carr or Aaron Rodgers. No.
As soon as they looked at that field, they went, no.
No. Yeah, exactly. It would have been pretty dumb to put those guys out there.
Mike Glennon, head right on out there, pal. We're good.
Mike Glennon is a strange-looking cat. And listen, I'm not one to throw stones at appearances.
As John Gruden puts out, he's 8 foot tall.
He's all neck. He's a giraffe. He looks like a giraffe out there on the field. Oh, my God. Watching that, like, that is just another bonus of the whole Hard Knocks thing. Like, all the attention's been on Antonio Brown, but the backup quarterback battle that is Nathan Peterman versus Mike Glennon, like, what a treat.
Oh.
Those guys are awful. And seeing John Gruden just get so upset in practice, be like, why didn't you throw it? And then hearing Peterman be like, well, I was looking for something there and I didn't see it. And Gruden just can't believe it. Gruden's like, you guys are so bad.
Texter points out, you didn't hear about this? The NFL said they'll remove 2 preseason games, but in exchange, they will install 2 pits of death in both end zones.
Well, that's an XFL thing. I think the XFL will try that out.
Vince McMahon's going, hey,
that we could put a lion on the field, just like right in the middle there, and they got to run around it. I mean, we'll chain them up. We're not crazy. We'll have a
you can't get
there.
From completely yeah. sideline to sideline.
Listen, if you want to change the game a little bit, that might be one way to do it. Put a couple of, dig a couple of holes, and you don't know where they're going to be.
The XFL is being panned.
Why?
Rather universally.
What do you mean?
For their
we liked it.
Their logo selection.
The logos are good.
I pointed out to you earlier today, because on the screen over here over my shoulder,
yeah.
they were promoting some MLS weekend or something, and I said, all these logos look just like the MLS logos.
Well, yeah, they are a little bit minor league-ish. Although I like some of the names. We went over them yesterday. You're telling me you don't like the Dragons? You don't like the old Roughnecks?
I didn't mind Roughnecks.
Yeah, Roughnecks. Renegades? Dragons? Battlehawks?
The Battlehawks.
Vipers?
Which none of us understand.
They're all good.
What is a Battlehawk?
It's a hawk that battles. It's very simple. It has a sword. They fly around with it.
Hawk with a sword.
They're going to be very popular too, Dale, because they're in St. Louis. St. Louis recently had their team ripped away from them.
Heard
so
that.
They
yeah.
are going to be all about football there in St. Louis.
It's going to fail.
The XFL is.
Oh, totally.
What if I told you that Jim Zorn's one of the coaches?
It's going to fail.
All right, I'll follow that up with a June Jones.
Oh, totally fail.
Kevin Gilbride?
Who's the one centerpiece?
Pep Hamilton. Bob Stoops.
No.
The player?
The one.
Landry Jones, I believe.
Oh, it's so going to
fail. Landry Jones.
He's the guy they're building the league around right now, right?
Do you know that there is apparently a ninth team that is just a practice squad? Did you know this? They're out of Frisco, Texas, according to the website. I don't understand how that's going to work.
Do they have a catchy name and a stupid logo?
I don't know. And we talked about this at the time, like when the AAF first came out, and then when the XFL came out, and neither one of us think they're going to make it. But all the teams in the XFL, or I'm sorry, about half the teams in the XFL are playing in monster stadiums. So it's going to look even worse. It's one thing if you're playing
do?
In
they'll
front of 20
tarp
grand.
Off the upper deck. It'll be like yeah. Oakland.
Yeah.
You know, when they would play baseball games in Oakland and they would tarp off the whole upper deck in
right.
center field.
Yeah, probably. But like the Tampa Bay team, the Seattle team, and the New York team are all playing where the NFL team plays. Like that
That's
is not going to be very
idea.
Good. That's going to be pretty ugly to watch. But
you are not going to have.
I'll dip in there at the beginning.
Will you watch an entire game?
Well, probably not.
No, combined for the season.
Oh. No.
Not probably.
No. Can you bet on it? You can probably bet on it, so maybe. But no, I just don't think. I don't think I have the appetite for it. And by that time, you know, you're right in the middle of Celtics and Bruins season. Like, I personally don't really have any need for it.
I don't want to watch football year-round anyway.
No, you don't need it.
Once the Super Bowl's over.
Yeah, yeah, take a little break.
Initially, people say, oh, my God, there's no football this week. And then you go,
we're fine. Now, again, unless you're only a football fan, and I guess there are some of you out there, but if you like all the sports and like all the other stuff, it's nice to take a little bit of a break.
Don't tell that to the XFL owners.
I know.
Vince and all of that. And at some point, that family's going to have to do an intervention. Because Vince will be selling more stock to keep the league afloat for another year.
I know. Yeah, he's really going all in on this.
What we've got a couple of things that we're going to play for you on what else you got. One that is really cool and one that is sort of funny. And whatever else we can come up with as well. What else you got's coming up next, Sports Radio WEEI. All right, a couple of things that we didn't get to during the course of the program.
What else you got?
Rich?
I will begin. Dale, this story is making the rounds. What a great story. There's a young man named Quinn who unfortunately is unable to leave his house right now due to high risk of infection as he's battling cancer. So what did the Dropkick Murphys do? Well, they brought a concert to his front yard and they sang to him through the window.
Stepping up to Boston! I'm shipping off to Boston.
I'm shipping off to fight Quinn's
buddy.
I'm a
sailor pig.
No, pretty sweet. And you can see Quinn kind of like bobbing his foot too and like just so excited. And just so, you got the drop kicks out there right in front, like in a regular town, like in a regular yard, like right out in front, and they're there playing for him.
Barstool posted the video.
Yeah, you can see
and,
it there.
And Ken Casey is singing, and he's got his guy in behind playing the guitar. And he's got a shark puppet on his hand, and he's playing with the shark puppet with Quinn.
What
and,
a cool thing, though.
I mean, what a neat thing that, that Ken Casey and the Dropkicks did. They took the concert to Quinn because
awesome.
Quinn couldn't get out of the house. And
pretty cool
It was
stuff.
Really cool. A quick football note for you.
Yeah, what do you got?
Adam Schefter says, Raiders wide receiver Antonio Brown's newest helmet grievance mm-hmm. today already has concluded. And a decision by early next week is considered likely, per a source. I mean, how long is it going to take to say no?
Right. What are we doing
Which,
here?
I mean, just,
he's gonna play week one, but it's going to be a story up until then. Up until that Sunday, we're going to be wondering what's going on with his helmet. But he's going to play, and he's going to wear some helmet that he thinks is ugly, but it passes the protocol.
So
that's my guess.
That's what's going to happen. Yeah. He'll be told next week, hey, wear one of these approved helmets.
Right.
Pick, you got 30 to choose from.
This is what we've been
pick
telling you.
Pick the one you like.
Yeah, this is what we've been telling you now for weeks.
What else you got?
Oh, trying to push us along here.
I understand. All right, fine.
First
sorry.
Of all right, I absolutely think this is wrong and should not be done.
But
it's a common occurrence. You know, your kid has wisdom teeth removed, and they are in the throes of high-speed medication.
There's a lot going on there. I'm going to get your wisdom teeth out.
I wish I'd thought... I mean, at the time that my son had this happen,
yeah.
I didn't think to video him. I wish I had, because it was really...
Are they real loopy?
Oh, yeah. He's the nice doctor. He's saying stuff like that. So there's a young lady from Marblehead who apparently this happened to, and some parent who doesn't care about the embarrassment factor for this kid, videoed the poor kid professing her love.
Mommy, Tom Brady does not love me. Not Tom Brady. I know you love me, but I want Tom Brady to love me. I don't care. I love him. Oh, we don't want him to get broken, but he left us. What if he stops rooting for the Patriots? What if he starts rooting for the Steelers? The Steelers are so bad. Edelman's really pretty. Tom Brady's so pretty.
He is the prettiest.
And he doesn't love me back.
He loves all of us back.
He's a liar.
So she called. She's worried that Gronk's going to root for the Steelers.
Yes, because he left us.
And she thinks that Edelman and Brady are pretty.
She has, no, Edelman's pretty.
Pretty.
But Tom Brady's prettier.
And he loves.
But he doesn't love her.
No, probably not. Not
I think this
video.
Is fake.
So I.
You just take it back right now.
Fake. Now, did you see her face, though?
Oh, like, yeah.
She clearly had puffy. A lot of dental work done.
She has, but yes. It could be scripted. It could be planned.
Scripted?
I've had my wisdom teeth out, and you're still a little bit there, and you could think, like, okay, beforehand, this is what we're
how old
do.
Were you when you had your wisdom teeth out?
I was 19.
Well, so, that, this kid
yeah,
is
you're
younger
a grown
than
adult.
That.
This kid's younger. This kid had, like, remember that other video with that kid who was, like, screaming? It was on, like, Tosh.0 and everything, and, like, he was, like, wisdom teeth, not wisdom teeth, he had some sort of, like, teeth surgery done, and he was on... like loopy gas.
Yeah, he was like 8 though. I don't think he could handle it.
No, he couldn't. And she's kind of similar. She's
she
pretty
gets into
young.
The Steelers stuff. It's like too. I don't know. It just seems very fake to me.
Such a cynic.
You can't believe anything on the internet.
Man,
anymore.
I mean,
if
we
that's
talk,
not
we,
real. Nothing's real.
It's good
what
point.
Do?
Hi, Christian.
Oh, hello, gentlemen. How
hello.
Are you?
Good.
Happy Friday.
Yes. You
so,
as well.
So I'm a little surprised at your guys' opinions of Brian Flores. And Kenny Stills. I'm amazed, actually, that you guys
you thought
this
it was
a
good
bad,
idea.
Well, I'm going to get into it because okay. this is a topic that I love, just based on just how people look at it, how they read it, how they dissect it. And to me, I think Brian Flores did the ultimate, just gave his
troll
team the
job.
Ultimate gift to his team. I want to play for Brian Flores. I love Brian Flores.
Does Kenny
for what
Stills
he did.
Want to play for Brian Flores?
Brian, Kenny
so
Stills
much.
Doesn't have to love him. That's the thing. Kenny
right.
Stills is an employee.
But
that's
do you think
his
he
boss.
Respects him? Do you think he likes him?
The sound that I love about Brian Flores is when he really gets into his personal issues with
oh,
the whole
fine.
Situation. And I sit
right.
there and go, wow, if any guy can sit here and at least relate to you.
Right.
This is the guy. Not that Keller has anything to do with it. I'm still your boss, so I'll try to, you know, get you going as the best I can. But the way people are looking at this, like, it's, you know, I think you guys said it was like a rookie mistake. You know, he should have known it was going to be a big deal.
Don't give your team anything that could be used as an excuse. Ah, oh, well, what how do you mean, did team? We concert?
It was a real simple lesson that I thought he was trying to teach. And it's something that I do with my kids. And it's not going to be an easy, comfortable example. It's going to be a difficult challenge because you're going to be in a difficult challenge.
He's trolling his kids.
How is he trolling
him?
Let me give you an example. Let me sit here.
I spoke about Jay-Z, so he's like, I want to open up practice. First of all, Flores is going to take time out of his day to set up the playlist. Like, that's a good use of your time as the head coach.
But hold on.
Hey, let's get these songs.
Your
job
as a coach is filled with trying to teach lessons and putting your players in uncomfortable situations, just like Kenny Stills, who's a guy that is underachieved, if he's going to draw this attention to himself, I as a coach got to know that when all those eyeballs are on you, you're going to be comfortable dealing with it.
And he put all the eyeballs on him. He put them on there. Flores did.
I think both you guys are weak little sissy boys.
He even said, Christian, he even said he didn't think it was going to get the reaction it did.
Yeah.
That's the miscalculation.
People are going to know what you're doing.
If you want to give him a hard time for, you know, misdiagnosing, you know, the effect that it would have, okay, fine. But the fact is that he has such an unbelievable challenge. And part of that is making his team tough. They're terrible.
Yeah, they're really
bad. And he needs Kenny Stills to produce. And so, listen, we're gonna yell at you guys for at least three hours.
I see Greg's here. Greg's here too.
Yes, he showed up on time, so we're all proud of that.
So who else is here?
Well, Glenn.
Oh, wow. Those guys are coming up next. Monday we'll be at Gillette on a Patriots Monday. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Thank you for stopping by. Goodbye, goodbye. Goodbye, goodbye. Thank you for stopping by.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.